Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. Celtics and the Golden State Warriors, and obviously the tribute to Kobe approaching quickly. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I know it breaks your heart when we have to kind of rush through this segment and it's shorter and you don't get a chance to be extemporaneous.
Yes.
as you are wont to do.
What's extemporaneous?
I don't know.
Mean?
It just sounded like sometimes.
Is that really the right word for that sentence?
Sometimes I choose words because they sound fun.
Are you saying it so that if just to check if I was paying attention or not?
I assume that you're not more often than not. So that would never be a test because I just assume you have other things going on and reach texting various people and
yeah,
as we do this. But
I'm actually putting extemporaneous into my computer right now.
Okay. All right, why don't you do that?
Spoken or done without preparation.
See?
Pretty good. Yeah, so that was a short radio blurb.
Where there clearly was preparation was on, and it's sort of intent, was on the defensive side on Tuesday night. We thought, Max and I both, from the jump, and we're in Miami, we're a good 50, 60 feet from the court, and yet you could still feel that disposition to defend from the opening bell.
No, we were ready to play. I thought we were really good in the Orlando game. You know, for obvious reasons, I don't think anybody would have been good Sunday. Although New Orleans outplayed us, certainly, when we both were playing that day. But Tuesday, I thought we were much better and really dialed in to just trying to make it as tough as possible. Miami was on a back-to-back. I don't want to discount that. But I thought our guys really played hard and really played connected and, you know, stayed the course even when we weren't making shots on the other end and struggled to attack in the second quarter.
No one is going to paint this Golden State team as anything other than they are, but I guess you start with the fact that, well, firsthand, you know D'Angelo Russell can change a game by himself.
I've always thought, and we've preached this forever, is you're not playing what a team normally does. You're playing what a team's capable of. Mm-hmm. That starts with D'Angelo Russell. He was an all-star last year, heck of a player. Draymond Green's been a multiple-time all-star. Like, you have guys that you can play through. Alec Burks off the bench with 16 points a game. You know, they have a number of guys that we have to very much be alert to. We have to know what we need to do against them, especially in D'Angelo Russell's pick and rolls. This is a unique team because they still play off post-cutting, probably more than any team in the league, which they've done for a while. But, you know, they throw it in there and they play as passers. So they do all the flares and the cuts and the curls, and you got to be ready to handle that. So we spent our morning on that. So hopefully we play well.
That sort of indicates that you kind of hinted at it, but when they have been dangerous, how have they been dangerous? And we saw they had the lead in the game in November out in San Francisco most of the
night. Yeah, they've played a number of games like that where it's been right down to the wire. You know, the other thing that I would say is they – you know, obviously they're going to play that unique style. They're going to play very, you know, downhill on you and downhill with the ball and then downhill on cuts. They're great slipping. They're great back cutting. They're great curling, all that stuff. And then they've got a lot of versatility defensively. You know, they still can put Draymond Green at the five at the end of games and switch everything and be, you know, a really long, versatile, athletic defensive team. I think Glenn Robinson gives them a lot of flexibility there. And then Russell's size makes all the matchups difficult because he's a 6'6 point guard. So we're going to have to be really good as we get cross-matched and elsewise with some of our smaller guys defending some of these wings.
That's the head coach. You and I, independent of each other, the last couple of days in separate environments, have referenced Isaiah Thomas coming back for game one of the playoffs against Chicago 3 years ago because I imagine we both did that because it's the only thing that might prepare us for the outpouring of both grief and emotion that's about to happen here in this building.
Yeah, those are the only two times in my head coaching career where, you know, I just didn't feel like going into a locker room and talking about a game plan was appropriate. You know, there were bigger things, and it had, you know, smacked us right in the face. The Isaiah thing was super sad, and you know, obviously this week has been super sad, but those were the two times that, you know, I'm going in a locker room, I'm sitting in my office before, just like, what do you say? There's really not much to, other than there's no right or wrong way to grieve and to go through the process. And I know, you know, we've all been through now two games and a lot of great tributes, but I'm really looking forward to tonight's. I have not seen the video that we put together yet, but I've heard it's quite special.
The tribute to Kobe Bryant, Boston's own tribute, is next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.